an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, yeah, let's get a great week started here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a football Monday edition. So that means Bernie Kosar's in the house. We'll talk mini camp with him. The Browns' final phase of off-season workouts gets underway tomorrow. Three-day mandatory mini camp. Everybody on hand. Does it mean it's more serious than anything else they've done in the off-season? Realistically, no. I mean, you can't say that this offseason, this set of practices distinguishes itself in a great way from what was done over the previous 3 weeks in OTAs or the optional mini camp they had, voluntary, I guess is the word, voluntary, but had great attendance for that way back, and then the rookie mini camp that was held. So compared to all of those, I would say that you wouldn't call this a great difference. For the coaching staff team, for the evaluation, sure. There are specific things that in charting the progress of this team, they're going to look for. And those of us have been kind of watching this, and these are not open to the public, but media gets to watch some of these workouts. I've had a chance to watch even more being part of the club. But you do come away with some thoughts of progression. But when it really comes down to it, it's the same thing. It's the off season. It's school. It's a lot of just seeing what these guys can digest and learn. I'm going to talk about this extensively with Bernie Kosar to get his thoughts on it as well. Pete Prisco will be aboard with us from CBSSports.com to give his national view. We always want those outside perspectives on this team. So Pete's going to talk about what he sees, hopefully, and give us some good insights on that. And then because we get a guy like Pete who has a chance to go around the league and see what other teams are doing, visit those other OTAs or mini camps, want to hear what he has to say about the rest of the AFC North. What's the progress report going on in Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati? Always want to know how the competition's looking. And we always want to know what you have to say via the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages. Our Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily. And I put the call out on at VICCARUCCI on Twitter. You come back with some questions. You always do. And we encourage as many as you can because that's the interactive part of the show. And always email us, too, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Always, 24/7. Do it. And call us up. Leave a voicemail message, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Paul from Twitter. Is it just hype, or is the new coaching staff better and more involved teachers that will coach up our young talent? That's a perfect question for the time here, it's a perfectly timed question, because what we've been able to glean, what I've been able to see, and I've paid attention to this as much as, if not more than anything, than the performances of Paul Kruger, of Barkevious Mingo, of Brandon Weeden, the quarterbacks. I've really watched how this coaching staff teaches, because that's the new part of this whole deal, right? Is how is Rob Chudzinski and his staff, how they do things compared to what we saw previously. And you say, is it just hype? Is it just something we're talking about because it is different? And there's a risk to that, Paul. There is a risk to say, wow, look at this. It's different. But different doesn't always mean better, right? And to give you an honest answer, if I sit here and say, of course it's better because it's different, it's new, I would be full of it. I can't do that. What I will say to you, though, is I see detailed teaching more than I've seen before. I see an intricate sense on the part of this coaching staff with each phase, just watching what these guys do that pays attention to detail with the players or forces players to do that. They're paying attention to it as coaches. They're observing it that way, and then getting into some intricacies that I hadn't seen before, and different kinds of drills to freshen things up and think out of the box a little bit. I've noticed that. It looks like good teaching. It really does look like good teaching, but the proof is in the results. So if I'm telling you these are better teachers and they're more involved, I mean, I could say they look like they're more involved, and they certainly, as I keep using that word, detailed. Yeah, but the end, we got to see results. I mean, I'm going to tell you how great it is, and that will sound like so much hype. So I'll say different, and I'll say more detailed, and definitely more involved. Those sound like they could be good things, but are the players responding? Are they absorbing? That's what we'll see in practice over these next few days will tell us to some degree, tell us a lot more in training camp when there's that gap. And this is a great topic I want to cover with Bernie Kosar. And that is coming up next in about 2 minutes, a conversation with the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Victor Rucci with you on a Football Monday, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
We all know that it's not easy to shop for men, but when it comes to Father's Day, I can assure you that you need to look no further than Danny Bays. If your dad is anything like mine, he loves games, but especially games that can be played with the whole family, like ping pong, shuffleboard, air hockey, or even pool. So why not come to Danny Bays and fulfill your dad's greatest need, fun time with the family? And wait, there's more. We not only have the best Father's Day gifts, but we are also offering fantastic deals on these perfect presents for dad. So come visit Danny Bays this week and get up to 30% off of ping pong, foosball, air hockey, shuffleboard, and even pool tables. 30% off of Father's Day gifts. Only good while supplies last. Visit Danny Bays in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake, at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVays.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Danny Bays.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Monday. Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Johnny Birdie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw.
Welcome right now to the show, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, let's get started, first of all, with a very close friend of both of ours. And you guys have a tremendous tie with the University of Miami and went head-to-head in the National Football League. Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bill, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, diagnosed with cancer of the upper jaw. He's in for a fight, but I know Jim very well, and if there's any good news here, the good news is it's Jim Kelly with that spirit, that fight that he has in him, and you know the kind of guy he is, Bert.
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, God bless him and his family, and our prayers, my prayers, you know, go out to Jim. It was, when we started hearing about it about a week ago, you know, first you're in denial, you don't think it's going to happen, and something like that really, I think, affects a lot of us. I mean, me personally, you know, going to the University of Miami purposely to follow him, to learn from him like I did. And then we've been friends, you know, for 35 years almost, you know, and it's unbelievable to be thinking he's in this spot. You know, we're getting all in our early 50s, and, you know, myself with you know, the infections the stuff without the teeth and all that in there.
You can relate to what he was. I know this started with having teeth removed and all that on Jim's part. So, you know, as you and I were talking about this before we went on the air, you related to a lot of
that. Well, yeah, that teeth removed on purpose and then teeth removed during games because we cracked or broke our jaws so much. And back then, you know, with the hits to the head being allowed, you know, a lot of us don't have back teeth, and they've cracked our jaw. I mean, that's probably for a lot of my concussions and a lot of the cracked jaws. Right. Probably over, you know, 10 or 15 of this crack in the jaw. And I know Jim, as tough as he was, you know, he was one of the guys I admired watching stand in there and taking that shot in the face.
Definitely.
To make a throw, to make a play. It's interesting / why I think so many people respect him because of his toughness.
Right.
But taking shots like that, now seeing, you know, decades later, the ramifications of it, I just hope the younger people, younger players really appreciate, you know, guys like him and everything he's done. And again, I know you're close with him. We love him to death.
We do, and we'll just, again, pray for the best. He has surgery coming up on Friday.
Oh, and could I say one other thing,
of course,
too? And
of
to show
course.
You what a great guy he is.
Yes.
And I don't like to compliment him too much because we joke with each other a lot, but today's not the environment to joke. This situation's happening. He's having, he had neck surgery, back surgery. Now he's having the jaw
surgery.
Yeah, and this on Friday for cancer in his jaw. And he's doing this tournament for the 27th year today.
Yes.
It's awesome that, you know, he has that commitment.
It's incredible, and I think it might be one of the longest running of its kind.
Longest running, and just, you know, a lot of people may not, going through what he's going through, may not have done what he's doing this weekend in terms of the
of what he was going through. And they had exactly, he was revealing, the first real public reveal of all this came during a pairings party Sunday night. And interestingly enough, two very good friends of mine who played on that Buffalo Bills team with Jim, Fred Smirlis and Jim Richard. Jim Richard, who is from Medina, they drove up on motorcycles and were passing through Cleveland. So knowing that I was here, they stopped by, we hung out, and we commiserated certainly about Jim, but talked about you too, because these were competitors of your time. I mean, it's very, you know, you say this all the time on this show, I don't want to go back to when I played or I remember when, but it's fun conversation to think back to some of those classic rivalries and matchups. And I'll never forget that playoff game, which for the Browns was a victory, and when I was covering the Bills, it was a defining moment of the start of this whole K-gun no-huddle offense that would take them to four Super Bowls. But that playoff game that was in Cleveland, and Clay Matthews makes the interception to end it all at the end. But just the back and forth of you two guys, I can't remember being more entertained at a football game.
Well, thanks. You know, fortunately we won, and that was one of the times we had 2 weeks to prepare because we had the bye.
Right.
And I really needed it because Buffalo was just better than us back then. And that was before they did the four. That was the last time they lost to an AFC team for the next 4 years. They they were just talented and better than us. But we had 2 weeks, and to kind of scheme things up and kind of mess up their coverages and their looks mm-hmm. was fun. But, you know, because me and Jim are so close, people think, well, because you're friends, maybe it's you take it easier or not. When you're friends, at least in our crew of guys,
right.
you'd fight to the death to beat your friend. So it was something that, you know, I put a lot of time into. You know, he puts a lot of time into just trying to have bragging rights when we're together.
And Freddie Smerlis, the nut that he is, he was a very funny defensive tackle, nose tackle on that team, said, in talking about you, he said, you know, the ball with Bernie, that sidearm delivery would come out. He goes, and as a defensive lineman, he goes, you almost never had to look up to see the ball. He said it would kind of go under your armpit.
Well, Fred's so big, I did throw some under his arm and stuff, you know.
Definitely. Hey, let's talk about, and we're here with Bernie Kosar, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about this being the final week of really off-season workouts altogether. It's going to be mini camp starting tomorrow, running through Thursday. To break it down to some of the various phases of importance, Bernie, it seems to me that the fact that there is going to be this long break between the final workout on Thursday and when this team resumes with training camp at the end of July, a lot of stuff has to be digested on both sides of the ball. I wonder from your standpoint, you know, where you see the most critical area of this team to sort of absorb what they've been taught through this offseason and retain it for that period.
Well, that's a great point. You know, with younger guys, and the devil works with idle hands and idle time. And it's a lot of time between early June and training camp coming up in, you know, 6.5-7 weeks. So it is imperative, and we were talking about it on the show last week, of the sophistication within the defensive schemes. Everyone says, I went from 4-3 to a 3-4. But it even goes beyond that, and not just the new terminology. The aggressiveness of, again, I say it repetitively, but the Coach Horton's, the disciple of Dick LeBeau, which we watch a lot of over the last few years with him in Pittsburgh, understanding the knowledge and getting it down as best possible, and then the vertical passing game, we really haven't had that here in Cleveland. Maybe since Chud was here the last time.
Right.
And it's gotten better. Well, yeah, physically, you want to be able to make plays, but now it's imperative, just like you said, to get as much of your knowledge base down pat and understanding of what you're doing so that, one, you learn it, you think about it over the next 7 weeks, even though you're off, retain it, and then be able to pick up where you left off here at the end of mini camp, not having to regress back to a training camp, having to learn stuff that was probably put in at the beginning of OTAs.
Right.
So to get ahead of the game, to really catch up with some of the other teams, these guys, the coaches are going to do a great job of coaching it. But the young guys, it's really imperative that they understand that what they're learning now is something that they just got to live it. Even the next 7 weeks of being off, they have to live it, retain it, think about it, and visualize what they're going to be doing. So when we start training camp, they really are ready to go. Yeah, they'll probably be ready to go physically, but mentally, to understand this stuff and to be able to be more reactionary in training camp as opposed to what they're doing now, which is thinking through, they're thinking and then trying to make plays.
I would think it would be motivation enough as a paid professional to take it upon yourself to do exactly what you're talking about. But I would add that under the current circumstances where there are new people making decisions about the fate of a lot of these people who are, let's say, not rookies, I'm talking about the incumbents who were brought here by other people, that it would be even more a greater sense of urgency to want to do exactly that, because your chances of making this team and convincing people who still are figuring out what you're all about, right? The evaluators who still aren't 100% sure about what you're all about as a player and want to see how you handle things, how you do retain things, because that gap is a big one between June and July. And Bernie, it really basically means, I know people should get away and relax and be away from football for a while and decompress, but what you're suggesting or what you're talking about means taking some of this so-called downtime and getting your nose in a book.
Well, let me just give you five on that, since
All
I'm
right.
in studio. I don't believe in downtime. for the team. This right. is football. Your average career is 3 years, a little more than 3 years. That means if you're, and somebody always wants to take your position. And if it isn't important to you, if you don't live it and die it, if it's not part of your DNA and your core fiber of really liking, if you need at age 24 to get away and rest, you're probably in the wrong profession. So I couldn't agree with you more that they, that yes, just because it's professional football, you should, and it's your job, you should pay attention to it. But if that's not enough, you hit it right on the head. This is a new, it's a new front office, it's a new coaching staff, it's a new set of scouts and stuff. And hey, we picked sixth in the draft again last year. So not everybody is probably, everybody is dispensable, yeah. and everybody has an opportunity. So looking at it like there's competition, there's new people, and just professional pride. I mean, to keep continuing to pick as high as we've been picking, does yeah, it makes the offseason fun and the draft fun, but it, these guys need to know. And they, if they don't know, I'm going to give them some concussions and whap them upside the head, because they got to get yeah. how important and blessed they are, and that this is not something you, like a light switch. You flip it on when you show up for a mini camp. Right. You flip it on for training camp. The light's always got to be on, always thinking about this.
It would seem to me that this would be a pretty important few days for Brandon Whedon to make his – to reinforce his case. He's been the guy taking the first team reps through these offseason workouts, through the OTAs, and now to see what he'll do over these next few days would seem to be interesting, because hey, it's installed now. I mean, they have the offense. He knows, or supposed to know, what it is that North Turner and Rob Chudzinski are doing in the way of scheming. That's all in. And now it's about really digesting that and executing that. So he can't really have too many of those false moments out there where he's not sure, even though it's a new scheme. And I would think mistakes, there's still that margin of error, Bernie. But I think these are 3 days to show, hey, I've got this down.
Well, I couldn't agree with you anymore. And if we could add just to that, I know Chud and Norv, and they're not taking the next 7 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And you want... if you're a player, you so want them to spend 7 weeks thinking about how good you did these last 3 days. There is no way on God's earth that I'd want to be able to screw up, take a half a day off, miss up half a practice, and have that thought in the coach's heads over the next 7 weeks. It's not reinforcement. It's not trying to make a good impression. It's showing that you deserve to be here. Your teammates see it. Your coaches, they're going to be studying this stuff. They're going to be thinking about it. And there's no way for the next 45 days I'd want my coaches knowing that, God, I messed up a little bit in the last set of practices that are really the most defining part of the whole offseason program.
Yeah. And the other offensive spot I look at is tight end. Jordan Cameron had a little bit of an issue with a groin muscle that kept him out temporarily, but the good news was seeing him back in action at the end of the OTAs last week. And I think there's a guy, this is an important time to surge. You know, I saw him around the building today, and you could see the look in his eye. I mean, I think he knows what this means to him. Not that everything's make or break in these next 3 days, but just to set the tone for what he needs to show this preseason.
Absolutely. Look, he's been a basketball player most of his life. He's just learning the football stuff, coming from the West Coast. So this is, you know, he's into his third and fourth year. That's the time frame of you're either going to become a player and be a difference maker, or you're going to be just a dude, or you're going to get cut. And he's at that crossroads, so it's imperative, again, just for him. You know, he has had some issues with the health, to show, and again, to have the coaches thinking that, okay, he's healthy, came back, it was just a little something, and he is a playmaker, he is out there making plays. Because look, the way the game has changed, too, for guys like him, it is somewhat realistic, because they're not allowed to wipe guys out anymore during these games. So him showing that he's got the system down, that he's getting down the field, that he aggressively runs his routes, that he aggressively goes up and gets the ball, that his time is now to show if he's going to be a difference maker in the league. Yeah. And to keep the coaches, again, and the scouts, and everybody focused on something else, so they're not focused on replacing you.
And the competitive situation at safety will also be one that we'll watch closely. I think Tayshawn Gibson has made a strong statement for himself to perhaps be, at the very least, the bridge kind of guy that this team would like to have in there until a Jamar Slaughter, the sixth-round draft pick, is ready to go. And corner's another spot. Leon McFadden, I think, making a strong case right off the bat to be the starter opposite Joe Hayden. So those are two spots in the secondary that are going to be something you watch over these next few.
Well, especially at the corner position. Again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The corner position is something where it's almost like game-type tempo because you're allowed to be physical in these OTAs at the corner position, and you can see the ball skills, the zone abilities to read and anticipate, read quarterback eyes and read route combinations. And then there's a mental aspect to it with the new system that's significantly more confusing / complex than they've had in the past. So, again, talking about reacting, knowing and reacting as opposed to thinking and then trying to do something makes a big difference for the young athletes.
Bernie, great. Appreciate it, and we will catch up again next week.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
we're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
They all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
NCB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NCB, get double rebate on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTV for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mileage rebates on 4 tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer ends 6/2/13. Other offers end 6/9/13. Void where prohibited, see NTT.com for details. Double rebate on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTT. Service, tires, and oil.
Try Panera's new Pesto Sacchettini Pasta. It's a unique person-shaped noodle stuffed with 6 cheeses, then paired with a flavorful basil pesto and topped with fontina cheese. Perfect for summer. It's pasta made the Panera way. Panera Bread. Live consciously. Eat deliciously.
Mike Cappy here from Pro Roofing Service. Does your roof have stains, algae, or mold? These ugly stains could be ruining your roof and causing damage to the structure. Trust our specialized formula to kill the problem at the root without causing further shingle damage. Call 440-572-7500 today.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, the master of rejoin music, because he knows what I like. He knows what the personality of the show is, so a little Asia to bring us back here. You know, when Bernie's on, you hear AC/DC because that's Bernie's group. That's what Bernie loves. So, Dave, all about connecting the music to the show, to the personalities. Like that a lot. Your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Simon from, I think he's from the UK, right? And we hear from him quite a bit. We love hearing from him. We love hearing from all of you. From Twitter, he says, all right, hey, Vic, can we expect T-Rich to run for over 1,000, Gordon to gain over 1,000, receiving Josh Gordon, and Brandon Weeden to pass for over 4,000. Wow. I think with Richardson, that should be the automatic expectation, 1,000-yard season. That was the expectation last year, 50 yards shy of that. We'll put the whole health thing behind him. Let's do that. Let's just say he's a healthy guy when he plays. Saying that, of course, knowing that he's missed time now in OTAs or when the OTAs were held these last couple of weeks with the lower leg thing, shin, whatever it was. But he performed, the thing I'm reminded of, he performed well, reasonably well, if not very well, given the issues of what the knee, recovering from that knee surgery in the preseason and then the rib thing. So on the assumption that this isn't going to be that kind of year for Trent Richardson, that he, and I think this is more important, that he is going to do a better job of finding holes, exploding through holes that are not as available in the NFL as they were at Alabama, that those windows close more quickly, all of that should be to his advantage, to a guy who I think clears 1,000 and maybe has even more than that. I mean, significantly more. In an offense that will allow the running back to do some work, even though it's thought of as more of the vertical passing game. And that leads me to the Josh Gordon question. Would you see a 1,000-yard receiver there? The part about that, I think it's reasonable to think he could be that kind of a guy. And then it would, in my mind, it would make the Brandon Weeden going from the 3,000-plus area that he was, the record that he set there, he wasn't terribly far from 4,000. And I still say if you still add on some catches that were drops, how much closer to 4,000 he would have been as a rookie. That said, it's fair to think that this offense would be conducive to a receiver breaking that kind of number. You didn't mention Greg Little's name. And understandably, Gordon's the number one guy, and the number one guy usually is going to get that kind of production. But when I think of this offense, and I think of the multiple options that are created with deep routes that the perimeter people run, Gordon, Greg Little, and then working from the slot, Devon Bess, and how much I think he'll open up, and how much of a go-to he'll become. You know, the question becomes, if you're spreading the ball out a lot, will that reduce one's chances to get those kinds of yards? But in the case of Gordon, yeah, you expect him running a lot of routes where the catches he does make would be those large chunk kind of gains. But I think it's reasonable to think that you could have chunk gains by Greg Little. So I'm thinking one of those two guys can fall into that category, provided there is that additional underneath guy that Bess, who I think will have a significant impact because of what he will help draw away from the perimeter receivers that this team has not had before on any consistent basis. On a guy that you can reliably say, watch out for him, and those chains will move, and he'll find those holes and seams and coverage because his experience will lead him there, and then he'll catch the ball when it gets to him. And you could see an immediate chemistry developing in these off-season workouts, for whatever it's worth in these off-season workouts, without hitting, that a Best does that. And that's the key to the other two questions, I think. Actually, I think it's the key to probably all the questions, including Richardson's ability to gain some yards, if you're making teams back off a little bit because of your threat, that this Rob Chudzinski-North Turner scheme says, watch out, we're coming after you, because that is how they're attacking it in practice. All right, we're going to get you some national insight next. Pete Prisco covers the NFL for CBSSports.com, is going to join us. We'll talk some Browns with him. We'll talk AFC North with him. That is next on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, the Indians in New York tonight, they'll take on the Yankees as they start a
difficult 9-game road trip. The Indians will have Yankees for 3, also stops in Detroit and Texas on this trip. Justin Masterson will take on Andy Pettitte. Also, tonight here on KNR, we've got the Heat and Pacers, Game 7 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. Coverage will begin at 8:30. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily with Vic Carucci. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Enjoying this Football Monday with you, and thanks for hanging out on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline to talk with a great friend from CBSSports.com, Pete Prisco. And Pete, as we head into this time of year, teams are, like the Browns, are in their mini camps. They begin theirs tomorrow, and then that's pretty well it after this week between now and training camp. So I guess we're at a point of reflection as to some of the key points and areas teams will need to address or think about before training camp starts for most teams by the end of July. Your thoughts on the Browns?
Well, I think they're doing things the right way. By that I mean you don't go out and spend money just for the sake of spending money to try and get a quick fix. What you do is you fill in some holes, and I thought they did that with, getting Kruger, although I thought they overpaid for him, and Bryant, who I think is a really good football player. But you build a thing for the long run through the draft. And if you look at their roster, and a lot of people don't realize this, but if you look at their roster, there is good young talent on that team. I love Josh Gordon. I think, I'm doing a thing on breakout players for this week, and he's going to be one of them. I'm talking about breaking out to the point where I think he's going to be an 80-catch guy. You look at the offensive line, good young players on that line, particularly the right tackle is going to be a good player. I thought he played well as a rookie. Richardson, Whedon, if he can work through what and fit into that offense. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball. Taylor is a good young player. I think Hayden, is ready to take the next step and be a good player. Ward. So they have talent, and they have good young talent, which you want to have when you're building a football team.
It's interesting you say that, too, because I know you weren't very high on this team's chances of doing much in the way of wins and losses going into, this past season. Do you see, and I'm guessing some of what you thought about was predicated, a lot of that was predicated on the youth that they had. So are you feeling better that there's quality within the youth of this team that now is a little more experienced?
Yeah, and usually you see these guys, year two, year three, year four, where they take their step, where they're playing at a truly high level. So I think you're going to see more of that. And Hayden, I love Joe Hayden. I just think at times Joe Hayden drifts, and there's maybe he's not always as focused as he should be. If he gets focused, he could be one of the top three or four corners in the National Football League. So those guys, the young guys, they have to realize that this is their moment and they have to seize it. If they do, they're going to have a chance to be. I'm not going to say they're a playoff team, but if Wheaton, and/or Campbell or whoever can make throws down the field in that passing game the way North Turner likes it, then I think they have a chance to be an 8-8 team, 6-7-9 team.
You had an interesting column under the heading of pressing questions for all 32 NFL teams heading into the summer. For the Browns, you zeroed in on that corner spot opposite Joe Hayden, talking about Leon McFadden being the likely candidate there, the third-round draft pick, but you also brought up Buster Skrine's name. Give me your thoughts on both of those players.
Well, look, obviously with Hayden on one side, the other guy's going to see a lot of action. And he's going to get thrown at a lot, and it happened last year. And I think it's going to happen again this year, particularly if it's a rookie starting on the corner. But we've seen these young guys come in and play right away. And McFadden's a talented kid. Some people thought he might have overdrafted him a little bit, but he's a talented kid. He's a thin kid. He's a little, on the light side, but I think he's got a chance to step in and play some man coverage. I thought Skrine really struggled last year, and that was a problem. So looking at it on the outside, looking in, I think McFadden will win the job. I do, and probably the right thing to do, but he better be in for a long season because he's going to get thrown out a lot.
Staying on the defensive side of the ball, you're very familiar with the work of Ray Horton, the Browns' new defensive coordinator, and you know that they're undergoing this big transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4. They've tried to add some key parts to it with the Paul Kruger signing in free agency and then drafting Barkevious Mingo in the first round. As you see it, though, and as you saw it in Arizona when Horton was there, Pete, what kind of transition do you think the Browns are in for, and what's your sense of when we'll be looking at this and saying, okay, it's starting to look like these guys are all on the same page and it's working the way it should work?
Yeah, it's going to take time. I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, DeQuell Jackson's going to go to an inside linebacker and have to adjust to doing that. I thought he was a good player in the other scheme. Sheard's going to have to stand up and play a different style of defensive outside rush guy that he's played in the past. So I think it's going to take some time. But, I mean, in Reuben Taylor and Bryant, you have the pieces in, that you want as your down guys. Now the question becomes, who emerges as the rush guys? I think Kruger's a solid player. I don't think he's an elite pass rusher, so we'll see what he can do. He didn't do a lot when Suggs wasn't on the field last year, so that's a concern. Sheard, can he make the adjustment? And is Mingo ready to step in? But they have pieces. And Ray Horton's a good football coach. I think Ray is the kind of guy that will, you know, the 3-4 schemes are not what they used to be. It's more, they're more hybrid schemes, and you'll see them, you know, evolve into 4-3 with guys putting their hands on the ground and make it a four front. So he'll flip things around, and that's why these coaches always say, well, we're not definitely a 3-4 team. We're going to do a lot of different things, because that's what the trend is now, more hybrid than declaring 3-4 or 4-3.
Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Pete, as you brought up Brandon Wheaton a little bit earlier here, and I want to get more into this, the idea that really whatever development he's going to show in 2013 is going to happen because of what Norv Turner is able to do with him as offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach as far as the scheme that he and Rob Gudzinski put together, and specifically, I guess, the mechanical repairs or enhancements they try to make to his game. Is it realistic to think that coaching can make that much of a dramatic difference in a guy like Wheaton from year one to year two?
Well, I think even last year, if you go back and watch his games, there were moments where you looked at him and you said, yeah, he's getting it. I mean, where he looked like an NFL quarterback and he was making all kinds of good throws and good reads and standing in the pocket and moving when he was flushed out and making throws. And then it would look really bad at times. But how much of that is because he's a rookie quarterback? You know, we've gotten to the point where we expect these rookie quarterbacks to step in and become stars or so-called stars, like, you know, some of those guys did last year, and Russell Wilson and RG3 and Luck. And that's not always the case. Sometimes it takes a little time and talent. I mean, you know, he's working with young receivers as well. I mean, Gordon's a kid. Greg Little's not an older player. So he was working with younger players there last year as well. So I think you add it all up. There's talent there. I think he fits with what Norv Turner wants to do. If they can get that running game cranked up with Richardson and throw a lot of play action stuff down the field, I think Wheaton can be plenty capable of doing that.
And speaking of those receivers, that's another thing to focus on this year is Josh Gordon in year two. How much more developed you would think he is, both from a physical and a mental standpoint, and Greg Little going into year three, a guy who, again, had a lot of issues with dropping passes and focus and concentration. That all of that seems to look better. And overall, the performance of these receivers and adding Devon Best to the mix has been something that most of us watching these off-season workouts have come away impressed. We've come away thinking that it's an improvement there. Are you seeing the same type of, or expecting, I should say, the same type of development improvement?
Absolutely. And again, the little things, you know, we talk about with Hayden, with the little things, it's the same thing with Little. I mean, the talent's there. You just got to focus, catch the football. I think Gordon, you know, receivers from year one to year two with his kind of talent usually take huge steps forward. I mean, really take big steps forward. And then you look at, you know, Benjamin. I think Benjamin's the guy that intrigued me. I mean, you know, slot receiver, which kind of, you know, surprised me a little bit. They went out and got Devon Best because I think Benjamin has a chance to be a good little receiver, and he's fast. So you add it all up. They have some pieces there. They're young. They have to get better, but the potential is there.
Kind of look with a little broader lens here at the rest of the AFC North. Let's start with the Baltimore Ravens And one of the points you made, again, in the big questions, pressing questions for going into the summer for teams, is where are they going to fill the leadership void created by the departures of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed? How do you see that coming down?
Well, you know, those guys weren't the same players that people thought they were the past year anyways. But they were good leaders on that defensive side of the football. I think this is Joe Flacco's team. You know, you win a Super Bowl, you're a quarterback, it's your team. They handed you the ball, you went and you did it, and now you got to go into that building and show that you're the guy. There's no Ray Lewis, there's no Ed Reed, there's still some veterans, but this is Joe Flacco's team. So I think they feel it from that standpoint. The other thing is, they've done a great job of replacing everybody. And, you know, that's the one thing about their organization. Ozzie Newsom's fantastic, and Eric DaCosta is very good at what he does. I mean, you look at their losses. They lose Ed Reed. I didn't think he played very well last year anyway. They go get Michael Huff. Now, is Michael Huff Ed Reed from 10 years ago? No. But he can do what Ed Reed did last year. Then you look at, you know, they get Doomerville to replace Kruger. And that's a wash, if you ask me. So they're very good at going out and replacing players, and that's why Ozzie Newsom and the Ravens have done such a great job.
Yeah, they have been impressive. They seem like they drafted well on top of everything else. The Cincinnati Bengals, they've got to figure some things out with their offensive line, but generally speaking, it looks like they've got most of their key pieces in place too, don't they?
You know, we had this argument at the draft with a couple guys when we were doing a show, and if you swapped Colin Kaepernick for Andy Dalton, you might say that they're as talented as the 49ers. Now, that sounds crazy. It really does, but when I went through it, it's not so crazy. The 49ers don't have A.J. Green. The rest of that receiving core is Sanu and Jones and Hawkins. They're all good young. We saw flashes of them last year, and they're all a year older. Jermaine Gresham might not be Davis, but he's not far behind. And they added Tyler Eifert, who's going to be a good player. The offensive line, Whitworth and Smith are every bit as good as Staley and Davis. Wharton and Zeitler are probably a little step below in terms of the guard play, and Robinson, I think, is going to be the center this year, is not far off of Goodwin. So they don't have the great runners, but I think adding Giovanni Bernard will add some quickness to their backfield. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball. Well, Geno Atkins is better than any player on San Francisco's down guys, including Justin Smith. You have the pass rushers in Michael Johnson, who I think is fantastic, and Carlos Dunlap, who's not far behind. Then you had James Harrison, you know, to give him some more pass rush help. The linebackers aren't as good, but you go to the secondary, and you look, Leon Hall is as good as any corner San Francisco has. Reggie Nelson is as good as any safety San Francisco has, and they're expecting big things from Drake Kirkpatrick. So I think if you swap the quarterbacks and you look at the 49ers and the depth of the Bengals, they're not far off. It's just that Andy Dalton has to do more.
Pete, when I think of the Pittsburgh Steelers and think about especially what's happened with them at wide receiver, and saying goodbye to a Mike Wallace is not a small thing, obviously, and the expectation is in Miami that he's going to be a big help down there to Ryan Tannehill. But when I think about the Steelers, I say, but you got Ben Roethlisberger, and fill in the spot with somebody. He'll figure out a way to make it work. Is it that simple, or do they have a serious issue there? And then in a broader sense, how do you feel about their ability to just kind of fill and handle some of the holes that have been created just through age and cap issues?
Well, when you look at the receiving group, Mike Wallace will be lost, but they didn't use him the right way anyways last year. I thought Halley misused him. He's a deep threat, and they didn't throw down the field to him. So how much will he miss? Who knows, in terms of the way they used him. The potential to use him was there, but they didn't use him. So you look at the receivers. I think Sanders and Brown, good starters. And remember, Brown and Sanders and Mike Wallace all were later round draft picks. They drafted Marcus Wheaton in the third round. He's a kid coming out of Oregon State who can really, you know, add to their offense. So I think they'll be okay at wide receiver. Not having Heath Miller coming off the surgery will hurt. I think the offensive line will be better than it was a year ago. Roethlisberger's healthy, and he was playing at a MVP type of level before he got hurt. They think Le'Veon Bell will help their backfield. I'm not so sure about that, but they do. And then defensively, you know, they were getting old. And they're still getting old. You know, Polamalu's not a kid anymore, but they got rid of some of that age, you know, with Harrison and Hampton's gone. And so I think, you know, guys like Steve McClendon have to step up in the nose. And Ziggy Hood, who they drafted in the first round, those guys have to be better. Woodley has to play better. But there's still a talented football team, and with Roethlisberger on the field, they're as dangerous as anybody in the league.
Pete, outstanding stuff as always, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
You got it, Vic. Take care, man.
All right, he is Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey,
moving! Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving!
Pepsi. Live for now.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get double rebate on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card, like Yokohama and Bridgestone. A $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer N6213. Other offers N6913. Void where prohibited. See NTB.com for details. Double rebates on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Football Monday, Cleveland Browns Daily. Let's go to Lil Dibby from Twitter. He's imploring that the Browns sign Tim Tebow. It will draw attention all over the country into Cleveland. Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of attention we're looking for here, though. I really don't. It doesn't help this team in any appreciable way. And if you don't do these moves for the attention grabbing aspect. You do it because you want to make your team better. He doesn't do that for the Browns, and clearly the entire NFL pretty much feels that way right now. Shane from Twitter says, we've seen year after year the Browns have a quarterback controversy, and yet it seems you are trying to do it again. Why? Jason Campbell has proved he can get the job done. Are we going to see... he can't, he said, get the job done. Talking about Campbell, we're going to see another year ruined by a quarterback controversy that shouldn't be. Shane, I don't think it matters about the controversy here. I think there's a real question as to who will be the quarterback. Brandon Whedon's got to prove it. It's not about, you know, stirring stuff up for the sake of stirring stuff up. It's find the right guy. That's the priority. Want to thank Bernie Kosar and Pete Prisco. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker. Want to thank Joe Meadows. Got so many people to thank. All our folks and Drew Boatner and all the guys. The other Drew and Sal, my guys. And my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. We'll talk to you soon tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.